You're glued to the TV, watching one of those cliffhanger programs, and suddenly the sound goes out. All you see is faces with moving lips. I want to kick the TV or scream, or both. And then comes the sign, technical difficulties, please stand by. Oh.
Family arguments between parents and teenagers can be a lot like that. As the fight gets more intense and the volume rises, the communication suddenly just stops. Lips move, but no one's hearing anything. You feel like putting up that sign, technical difficulties, please stand by.
And instead of submitting to the please stand by, I bet your kids walked away. Why don't they understand what you're saying? It's as clear as the nose on your face, isn't it?
You know, in TV broadcasting, there are two pieces of equipment that make your picture possible. A transmitter that sends the signal.
That's the television station.
And a receiver that gets the TV signal.
Your television set.
Communication with your kids is much the same. You're the transmitter through your words and nonverbal cues, and a receiver of messages from your kids.
Good communication means speaking clearly and listening carefully.
And you can accomplish this through your words, your tone of voice, and your body language, the three main components of any message. You know, it might surprise you that according to research, your actual words are only 7% of the message your kids receive. 38% of it comes from your tone of voice, and a whopping 55% comes from your body language.
That means when you're talking to your kids, whether it's a normal conversation or a heated argument, 93% of what your kids hear has nothing to do with the words coming out of your mouth.
The closer you can get to having your words, tone of voice, and body language all say the same thing, the better your communication will become. Remember the proverb, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger?
If you don't know where to begin, ask a couple of close friends who've seen you interact with your children. Have them tell you how they feel when you look or act in a certain way. Allow them to be honest with you. I did this with some of my friends, and one of them said, if looks could kill, I'd be dead. That hurt, but it sure helped me know what I was really communicating. Try it. For the Navigators, we're Fran and Jill Shaka.